You're with Classic Business, brought to you by MTN Business. I'm joined now by Andries van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat, a supplier to the resources, industrial minerals, mining, road, rail and construction sectors. Quite a diverse spread there. Good evening, Andrew. Good to have you in the program.
Good evening, Michael.
Looking at these numbers, I mean, revenue up 38.8%, headline earnings per share up 40.9%, profit after tax up almost 49%. Your net asset value is a healthy 538 cents per share. Strong cash flow. You really have put together a solid set of results, so you must be very pleased.
Michael, thank you. Yeah, we are very, very grateful. We had a very good first half. We really saw the strategy that we've been working on for the last couple of years really coming together and really starting to pay off in a big way.
Yeah, with these interims, you're probably quite confident about putting together a stellar full year.
Yeah, no, we're quite excited about the year ahead.
I notice, just having a look now, that you are trading above your 52-week high, so the market obviously agrees. I see that your long-term borrowings increased by $35 million to $115 million. That's quite a leap. Is that down to the Infrasource acquisition?
Yes, when we bought Infrasource, we did warn the market that they had a reasonably weak balance sheet, and now with the consolidated numbers, we brought that onto the balance sheet. But we feel comfortable that we, given the cash generation of the business, that's really a temporary thing.
So that's the downside. The upside is significantly more than the downside.
Yeah, definitely.
You acquired your 50.7% of Infrasource with effect from March. How has it gone bedding down that acquisition and really turning the business around from the anemic position in which you found it?
I think firstly we've increased our stake now to just about 60%. And coming back to the turnaround, the turnaround is really going well, a lot better than we anticipated. It really comes back to the quality of the assets that's underlying in that business. The different mines are really good assets, and we're starting to see the value from that.
You mentioned that unusually high one-off mining costs were incurred in KZN to ensure long-term compliance with the Department of Mineral Resources requirements.
Yes.
What requirements are these specifically?
That was in terms of specific compliance on the prescriptions on things like high wall stability and things like that, where we needed to spend some extra money in some of the older mines to just make sure that the mines are opened up in the right way, and that everything is in accordance with the law.
Your strikes and cost increases were the only blight on your concrete side, it seems. Otherwise, the division's doing as you would like it to be.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, we have a block factory in Gauteng that went out on a strike, and we lost about 2 months of production out of that operation. We had a bit of cost pressures, specifically from diesel and that sort of thing. But it's not. We're not completely unhappy with that business.
How do you see the prospects with regards to specifically road infrastructure around the N1 N2 Winelands project, considering all the opposition that has surfaced around the e-tolls up here in Johannesburg?
Yeah, I'm not particularly optimistic that project is going to happen very soon. I think there's a lot of work on the N1 and the N2 that needs to be done urgently, I think we'll see that being done, probably funded in a different way. But the N1 N2 Winelands project, I'll be very surprised if that project goes ahead in its original form.
Mm. How do you view the outlook for Afrimat in light of the current mining environment? You know, where we're seeing A, the labor unrest, and B, the policy and legislative uncertainty creating a fairly depressed environment in terms of capex and pipelines being held back.
Yeah, I think firstly in terms of labor, any CEO of a company that employs a lot of labor will tell you that is a serious concern in South Africa. And that probably is forcing a lot of investment elsewhere, where we need to diversify our companies and try and address that risk. So that is a risk, and it is something that we're aware of. But on the other hand, we all are also doing a lot of work on a proactive level to try and really make sure that the labor relations are kept at a very high level. And except for the strike that we had at the one block factory, we actually had a very good year in terms of labor relations generally. And secondly, on the mining industry and things like that, we are on the smaller end of the mining, open pit mining industry, and our investments tend to be smaller. And we still see some opportunity in South Africa and also on the continent.
Well, that's good news, and I wish you all the best for your next 6 months. That was Andries van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat. You've been listening to Classic Business, brought to you by MTN Business. And we're going to take a short break. Do stay with us.
If you'd like to do a Master of Business Leadership or Administration but don't have the foundation, a postgraduate diploma in Business Administration from UNISA's Graduate School of Business Leadership is a must. Designed to bridge the gap between the qualifications you have and the skills you need, it prepares you for an MBL or MBA by increasing your business acumen and developing your management skills. For more info, call us at 011-652-0000 or visit sblunisa.ac.za. The UNISA Graduate School of Business Leadership, first in leadership education in Africa.